This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. So you search for something online, maybe breakfast cereal or high top fade. You go to Google or Yahoo or DuckDuckGo, Blecko, whatever, and results pop up at the top of the page and at the bottom of the page and maybe in the right-hand corner, too. Well, this may not be news to you, but some of those results are real and relevant, the result of incredibly complex algorithms. The rest of those results are ads. The Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, wants to make sure that we, the web-surfing public, actually know the difference. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The last time the FTC told search engines to make sure consumers can easily tell the difference between paid search results and natural ones? 11 years ago. That's like a century in internet advertising time.
Over the years, actually, it's become harder to distinguish advertising from natural results.
Mary Engel at the FTC.
It used to be there would be clearer background shading, and that shading got so bland that you really couldn't even see it on different computers, different screens.
This week, Engel's department instructed search sites to more clearly distinguish ad-driven results with cues like borders and labels. Aaron Wall runs a search optimization firm. He showed web users a sample page full of search results.
They looked at it for like 10 seconds, and it had three ads front and center that were pretty big.
But half of them didn't see any ads. They just saw undifferentiated search results. And Wall says advertisers are getting ever wilier. Dynamic keyword insertion lets them personally customize the ad copy using words you just typed into your search. Yankee Group technology analyst Carl Howe.
If there were no advertising along with your search results, you probably wouldn't have a Google to go to today. They make 98% of their revenue from advertising.
Howe says those advertisers are going to keep trying to make paid search results look legit. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.